the vast majority of Muslims reject the extremist ideas of those of the Islamic State, but some support the concept of a caliphate. With me in the studio are three Muslims who live here in Britain. Saif al-Islam is a Sunni Muslim, Rebecca Masterton is a Shia Muslim, and Omar Mehtab is a Sunni as well. Rebecca, if I just start with you, I mean, is the idea of an Islamic caliphate, albeit not one led by or declared by Islamic State, attractive, do you think, to Muslims in the West?
It depends what kind of Muslims you're talking about, because what we find in the media that has been going for several years is that the perspective of those who have long been oppressed by an official caliphate has, you know, they haven't been given their voice. If we go back in history, we find that the caliphate was, at least for those who will call themselves Shia, the caliphate is something that has always been mainly to do with an official government that is interested in oppressing others in order to stay in power. So certainly for most of the Shia, a caliphate is not attractive because they've always been the ones that have been on the receiving end of beheadings.
Okay, and Omar, do you accept that? I mean, would you in principle be interested with exploring an idea of a caliphate, even if it wasn't as brutal as this?
Well, the idea of a caliph is within Islam in itself, within Sunni Islam, so it's an idea that, and a concept that I accept. But realistically, how things are at the moment, how divided Islam is at the moment, with as many sects as they have, Sunni, Shia, Ahmadi and such, a caliphate really would not be able to identify himself with any of the sects, and as such, would he be accepted by all? Probably not. I think the main issue is, can a caliph bring unity within Islam, let alone everyone else, non-Muslims alike, and bring them on a peaceful and equal level? I don't think so.
And at the moment in the 21st century, that would be impossible. Saif, what are your views?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're witnessing now in Iraq and Syria with Caliph Ibrahim, may Allah protect him, is something very phenomenal. Muslims around the world are uniting like they never have before. I don't buy into the narrative that they're not uniting.
I mean, Shia aren't uniting, are they, behind this?
Well, I think, I mean, those who don't want to attack the Islamic State, whether they're Shia or Sunni or even non-Muslim, Christian or Jew, they can live under that caliphate peacefully as long as they obey the law of the land. And I think that's all.
But there's no choice involved in this, is there? You know, if you are living in part of that caliphate, you are then subjected to the laws of what is decided by the caliph.
Yeah, I mean, likewise in Britain. I mean, if I break the law in this country, then I'm subject to be arrested. I think that narrative should be the same in the caliphate in Iraq and Syria. If people want to obey the law of the land, not steal, not murder, then I think they have the right to live there and benefit from that system.
I mean, the question comes in with, again, with regard to legitimacy, because who is it who is imposing the law of the land? Who has the right to impose the law of the land? Going way back into Islamic history, anyone who takes upon power for themselves and who actually does not accept the authority of the successor of the Holy Prophet as he intended to designate his successorship, then they are usurpers. So we have in Islamic history a long history of people who have made claims for themselves, risen up, made claims, claimed to be the ones to implement the law of the land, beheaded or killed those who choose not to you know, acknowledge the legitimacy of their rule. You cannot, by force, just impose your will and say, now we're going to impose our law of the land.
America's doing that. Britain's doing that. I mean, they're beheheading, they're killing, they're murdering many Muslims.
That happened yesterday.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, propaganda.
There was a video.
Okay, let's move on. But the idea, though, of a caliphate and this idea of sort of not social justice, but the actual sort of society, people being looked after, this idea of a homogenous Islamic society. I mean, you're saying that is impossible given where we are at the moment, but do you think that there's a sort of romantic notion here which attracts some jihadis who want to go back to something they seem to envisage from 500 years ago?
Of course they do. I mean, there's a disparity between Muslims and Muslims in society, and where many Sunni Muslims may feel as if they don't have enough power and enough say in a society where they will, under a caliph, obviously they will more than anyone else. It's a romantic idea that everyone is putting all their eggs in that basket, and they're not looking to unify people within Islam and within the sects themselves. They're all looking to the idea of a caliphate. Oh yes, he will bring us together. He will, you know, make everything all right, create a utopia. But that is simply not possible.
And so if you're not concerned about women's rights, for example?
Of course I am. I mean, Islam was the first to give women's rights in this country. There were many oppressive laws on women. So I think the caliphate is also for non-Muslims, and I hope the caliphate expands to encompass the entire world.
And a very sort of rigid interpretation of Sharia law, which many scholars would dispute in terms of punishments and amputations.
I think what we're witnessing I think Islam is the fastest growing religion in the West. I think what we're witnessing now is a lot of support for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and the Islamic State.
You say that they're implementing.
Upwards of 2,000 have gone. You say that they're implementing
Islamic law. Oh. Tell me how machine gunning people who are not armed is implementing Islamic law, because we have seen videos of them going around in cars with machine guns. Machine gunning people, according to Islamic law.
Americans.
No. We have sources of people. Islamic State's own videos of them going around in cars, machine gunning unarmed people.
How do you answer that? Well, I'd say, look, there is a war taking place between those who believe sovereignty belongs to God and those who believe sovereignty belongs to man. What we're witnessing now in Syria and Iraq with the caliphate is that they are under attack. We saw airstrikes happen a few days ago, and there's even more attacks happening from
the Peshmerga. But some people might be asking you, Saif, you know, why don't you go and live in this caliphate?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I've been calling for Sharia law in Britain for a long time, and I think, you know, if someone could find me a ticket to go, they would happily go. But unfortunately, the British government are putting very strict rules on that.
Yeah, and you'd be arrested if you came back, I imagine, as well. We have got to leave it here, but this idea of the caliphate, something that is being discussed, of course, right around the Islamic world at the moment. Thank you all very much indeed for joining us on this special BBC programme looking at Iraq and the self-declared caliphate of Islamic State. For more information, go to the website bbcnews.com/news. From me, Tim Wilcox, and the whole team, bye.